Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Different question every week we ask. And that this week's question is about banks. We want to know what you think about your banker or the bank, the one you have or the one you don't have. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Schley. Bill is the author of The Microscript Rules. His company is called Schley Brand. And we're talking about entrepreneurship and the whole concept of it. And Bill, in the previous segment, when we began, I was talking about the idea of an entrepreneurial organization that it's obviously is founded by an entrepreneur. But if you're really going to have that organization that will help you to really leave the ground, let your business model leave the ground, you're going to have to find a way to let entrepreneurship flourish within your organization, which means right. that you give people the ability. You find people who want to take risks. That maybe they're just like you in terms of wanting to take risks, but they want to do it with your capital, not their capital.
Right.
And that's okay because the world needs more entrepreneurial employees than entrepreneurs. So, it takes a certain. Tell us what you think about an entrepreneurial employee.
Well, it's just that an entrepreneurial employee would be somebody that people naturally want to be creative. People naturally have ideas. If they're allowed to be creative, if they're allowed to have ideas, if they're allowed to say, hey, I think I can do it a better way, if they want to contribute to their team, if they care about their team, they naturally want to help their team get to the goal line. And so that and when they're in most companies or too many old fashioned companies, they lead from weakness or they manage by weakness, which is there's a culture of fear. Employees go to work every day worrying about not screwing up, and all that does is it makes people manage the culture, it makes people manage around them, but they're just doing their job, and there's that kind of fear, and it actually closes people down. But when you have a company that manages to strengths, when you have a company where the employees really know and they believe it's not that you want people to stretch, you want people to have ideas, you want people to come forward to management with their ideas because you value those things. And if they do, you will implement the good ones. And if people make mistakes, honestly, trying to push the ball forward, they'll never, ever be penalized, only rewarded.
This is what I was talking about when we went to the break.
Yep.
When I said it's not a matter, in my opinion, of whether you can have entrepreneurial employees. It's a matter
That's
of
right.
whether you can manage those people because they have to know that you will do the one thing that is the most important thing that any manager ever does. Mm-hmm. That you will redeem them.
Yep, and
you won't say you're fired. You'll say, "What did we learn?" That's the redemption sentence, right there.
Well, it's what did we learn? And when you really get advanced, I've been lucky enough to work with someone who has built a company now about almost 4,000 employees. They're worth many, many billion dollars. He built this company from scratch, and he has his company. He is revered for having an entrepreneurial culture in that company. You walk into that place, and you feel like you're in a little tiny startup. Except there's 3,000 excited people in that place.
Wow.
And when he walks down he's the chairman of this company, but he has a little office. It's just a cubicle, just like everybody else in that building. Mm. And when he walks down, everybody can come up to him and say, "Hey, shake his hand. How you doing?" It's like one big giant team. And when people
people don't realize how Herculean that task is to pull off what you just said.
Well, but you know why? You have to believe it and want to be that way. You have to genuinely believe in that kind of entrepreneurship.
And you also got to not take yourself too seriously either. That's another thing.
You can't. You know what? But what he will do He will say to people, listen, if you have another part of the company, if you're not happy where you are in the company, but you think you can make a contribution someplace else, I want you to find where you can be the happiest, because right. I know you will do 10 times more when you're working to your strengths than if you're working in a place that you're not. And he lets people move around, and he gets 10 times more.
And probably has less likelihood of fiefdoms and silos being built, too,
yep.
by doing that.
Yep.
Hey, these are great
yep.
ideas. Folks, think about think about what Bill's telling us about if you're going to, it's one thing to be an entrepreneur, but entrepreneurs build organizations. And if you're going to build a successful organization, you got to have entrepreneurial employees. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Okay, thanks.
We'll see you next time. Schley Brand, S-C-H-L-E-Y Brand.com. That's his website. And we'll get Bill back again real soon. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to be gone just for a few minutes. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.